You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that exercise appointment you simply cannot miss. Today is the 10th of September 2018, a Monday, the beginning of the trading week, and all that we can expect from the market today and all that we saw on the last trading day the previous week, that is on Friday, and everything in between is going to come to you in a nice little capsule we call a morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh, you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, it was a volatile week for the Indian markets, but the index managed to recoup some losses and closed just below 11,600 levels for the week ended 7th of September. Weakness in the rupee is likely to keep markets on the edge this week, which, by the way, is also a truncated week. Markets will remain shut on Thursday on account of Ganesh Chaturthi. Global cues, macroeconomic data, movement of rupee against the dollar, FPI selling, and crude oil price movement will dictate the sentiments in the near term. FPIs turned net sellers in September and pulled out 5,600 crore rupees in just 5 trading sessions. On the economic front, India's industrial production data for July 2018 and All India General Consumer Price Index, that is CPI inflation data for August 2018, will be declared on Wednesday. On the macro front, two big data points came out on Friday. India's current account deficit as a percentage of GDP declined marginally to 2.4% in the April to June quarter of 2018-2019 against 2.5% in the year-ago period, the RBI data released on the 7th of September showed. We also did a Digging Deeper podcast on the RBI's annual report, so I urge you to listen to that as well. The country's foreign exchange reserves fell by $1.191 billion to $400.101 billion in the week to August 31st due to a decline in foreign currency assets and gold reserves, according to RBI data. Inflation data based on wholesale price index, that is WPI, for August 2018 will be announced on Friday. The bullish bias will further get confirmed if Nifty surpasses the 11,640 resistance zone. So, even though it is a truncated week that we're looking at, there are some big macroeconomic data that we'll be looking forward to as well. And where have we seen some big news emerge out of? Trump ups his ante on China, threatens duties on nearly all of its imports. US President Donald Trump warned on Friday that he's ready to slap tariffs on virtually all Chinese imports into the United States. He has threatened duties on another $267 billion worth of goods on top of the $200 billion in imports primed for levies in coming days. China has threatened retaliation, naturally, which could include action against US companies operating there. Trump has already imposed 25% tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods. Let's take a quick look at what the technical chart is telling us. Nifty has formed a bearish engulfing candle on the weekly scale, which suggests limited upside. A tug of war between bulls and bears is likely to continue. Nifty has to continue to hold above 11,550 zones to extend its up move towards 11,620 and then towards 11,666 to 11,700 zones. On the downside, supports are seen at 11,500 and then on at 11,450 zones. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,500, 11,620, and 11,760. Maximum call OI placed at 11,800 and 12,000. Maximum put OI at 11,500 and 11,400. And finally, some technical recommendations, news you can use. We spoke to Axis Securities and this is what they have to recommend. KPR Mill Limited has a buy call from them. Last trading price was 700 rupees 25 paise. Target we're looking at is 728 rupees. Stop loss at 663 rupees for return of 4%. Lupin Limited has a buy call as well. LTP of 956 rupees 65 paise. Target of 1022 rupees. Stop loss 915 rupees for return of 7%. And finally, Torrent Power Limited has a buy call as well. LTP of 269 rupees 20 paise, target of 290 rupees, stop loss 258 rupees for return of 7%. KPR Mill, Lupin and Torrent Power all have buy calls from Axis Securities. Well, it is the 10th of September. What else is interesting about today? Well, opposition parties have called for a Bharat Bandh today to protest against the rising prices of petrol and diesel and demand the promised remunerative prices of crops and loan waiver for farmers across India. Among the parties participating in the India Bandh are the Congress, Janata Dal Secular and Left parties. Parties and organizations supporting the Bandh include the DMK, Rashtriya Janata Dal, Pavan Kalyan's Jansena Party, the Left Front, that is CPI, CPM, CPI-ML, SUCI and Forward Bloc, Nationalist Congress Party and All India Kisan Sabha has also announced its support. Where are we seeing the Bandh? According to a report on News 18, Odisha, Karnataka, West Bengal, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Haryana, Kerala and Telangana are among the states we'll be seeing the Bandh in, and the Congress has said that it'll observe the shutdown between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. in order to avoid causing inconvenience to common people. Dinesh Gundurao, who is the president of the Karnataka unit of the All India Congress Committee, went on to say, "Our objective is not to trouble people or torment them. This Bandh should be spontaneous. We're living in the most difficult times." Unquote. Well, there we have it. Watch out for any inconvenience that might come your way during the bandh and stay safe. Thank you for joining us. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street to give you a wrap of all that happened on the Lal Street. Until then, this is Rakesh saying thank you for joining us again and stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.